So coming into stillness, any posture that supports stillness to be pleasurable, easy, as comfortable as possible, given the reality of this body in this moment, the weather in this moment, all the conditions. Bring the body into stillness and the heart and mind into presence with the arising flow of life through the senses. And just coming into wakefulness with sensation, with image and sound, feeling. Set down the work of the day, the busyness of the story of this life. We've been practicing with the instructions and inspiration known as the perfection of wisdom, which is both a philosophical tradition and a literature and a quality on the path of the Dharma, and a goddess. Wisdom understood as a feminine force, as it is in many cultures. And so just a little experiment here in meditation, bringing the attention to as clear and stable a quality as we can to begin to sit in meditation. And beginning with one of the most traditional reflections said to unfold as wisdom, the reflection on change or impermanence. We can do this while we settle with the posture and the breathing. And just feel the breath coming in and out, moving the body. Just as you feel the in-breath and the turnaround and the out-breath, and the turnaround. Staying with this as an anchor for the attention. But tuning the perception, tuning mindfulness to the quality or the mark of change. So it's not just that we're staying with the breath, but there's a knowing that change is what's unfolding. So you can feel how by the middle of the in-breath, the beginning of the in-breath is gone. At the turnaround of the out-breath, that previous in-breath is gone. And you can tune your inner radio to change. And then just notice it as a continuous reality. That there's just changingness, always available to be perceived. So play with this for a moment. The basic practice is to ground the attention with the rising and falling breath, and let everything else fall away. And then adding to that, the noticing of change. If a thought appears and bubbles through for a while, just notice that that thought appeared and bubbled through with words or images, and that what you're noticing is change. It wasn't there before, now it's here, now it's different, now it's gone, something else is here. So no matter what happens, noticing this moment to moment changing quality, or change as a quality that can be recognized moment to moment. The main way that we fail to see change is when attention goes to sleep and habit takes over and habit perceives continuity. The breath becomes just a thing that's continuous rather than a moment by moment different experience. So we're leaning into the moment-to-moment difference. So that no matter what's happening, you can tell that each moment is different from the one before it. Sometimes practicing in this way, the changing moments come quickly. Some tension can build up. The tension is unnecessary. You can relax into the sense of phenomena and sensation changing moment to moment, flickering through. Nothing needs to be done or grasped in this. You can soften and just let it be unimpeded. Each moment simply known as it flickers by. So you can stay with practicing in this way. Stay with the body and the breath. And the moment-to-moment change in sensation, phenomena through all the senses. And let attention get stable, the body relax, the heart relax. And just be with this arising and passing aliveness. And, or, one further step or one different gesture that connects us to the perfection of wisdom tradition we're studying. And it might be a stretch, so I'll just say it and see what happens. To see change clearly is to see reality clearly. This is just how it is. And to see reality clearly is to see with wisdom. Because once we see clearly, we can make clear choices. We are less confused, less anxious. And so seeing with the eye of wisdom gives birth to well-being, gives birth to non-delusion, which is freedom, non-suffering. And so, seeing with the eye of wisdom is the mother of freedom. Because these teachings have come to us through a lineage of wisdom seekers, each one in this lineage themselves awakened through wisdom. Wisdom is the mother of all of us, or the great, great grandmother of all of us who find any kind of freedom on this path through this kind of work. If you've received any benefit from this practice at all, wisdom gave rise to that. Wisdom is your great, great grandmother. And so, if you like to experiment with this, you might find yourself grateful for the freedom and the fruit of practice that's come in your life. And you can direct that gratitude toward a goddess or a force that can be conceived as maternal. If you like the ancient names, her name is Prajna Paramita, the perfection of wisdom. Or you could just feel the way that you might be grateful beyond words to a mother that has given you something priceless. So we'll continue to practice in silence, and you can stay with the simple meditation, body, breath, and seeing the mark of change. Or you can go into the devotional reflection that begins with recognizing the fruit of practice, gratitude for that fruit, and then profound gratitude to the source of this practice and its fruit, wisdom itself, in the form of the Great Mother, the Infinite Mother, the Mother of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Prajna Paramita. We'll sit in silence together from here. And we've been chanting at the end of meditations the mantra, the perfection of wisdom. The mantra that suggests that there's a quality to this profound listening that takes one beyond either suffering or freedom, certainly beyond ideas of gain and loss, perfection and non-perfection. Now, there is a profound wakefulness here. So we'll chant three times the mantra of Prajna Paramita. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhi, swaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha.